God said unto Moses,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thou shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am that sent me unto you.
Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 1-1-2. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Ezekiel chapter 13, verses 1 and following. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say unto them that prophesy out of their own heart, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit, and have seen nothing. Verse 6, they have seen vanity, lying divination, saith the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord hath not sent them, and they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, verse 8, because you have spoken vanity, and have seen lies, therefore behold, I am against you.
Repeating.
Therefore, behold, I am against you, saith the Lord God. Verse 9. And my hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity and that divine lies, and they shall not be in the assembly of my people.
Amen.
Neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel. Neither shall they enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord God, even because they have seduced my people, saying peace, and there was no peace.
Now I know that there was only one tonight read directly out of the Bible by Pastor Ralston, but stay tuned as I want to discuss copying prophets. Praise God and welcome to all our listeners on 3.185. This is the international worldwide broadcast of Signs of the Times to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own audible voice, just like in biblical times, as his watchman. Tony, a weekly supporter of this program, stayed faithful during the holiday season. Let me read you my reply to his last weekly offering he sent at the end of December. Dear Brother Tony, your keeping up giving during the holidays has really been appreciated. This is traditionally a time when most stop giving to ministries to give only to themselves. Because of your faithfulness and one or two others, all programs will remain on the air through the end of January, and hopefully as we struggle through February. May the Lord bring extra blessing upon you and yours this holiday season as we bring together the message of the coming of Jesus Christ into 2009. Love and blessings, Brother Johnson. The month of January 09 is covered, but if you can help support this program in the month of February, please mail your love gift now. It is very important that I stay a month ahead of my radio bills, and this program is listener-supported, as is all my programs. I'm not hearing from enough people on Wednesday nights, so I'm going to try to get an earlier time on Wednesday nights, hopefully around 9:30 to 10 o'clock. Now, let's discuss the prophetic scripture read by Pastor Ralston at the beginning. But let me refresh your memory with this shortened clip.
Ezekiel chapter 13, verses 1 and following. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit, and have seen nothing. Verse 6, they have seen vanity, lying divination, saith the Lord.
Amen.
I hear more and more who are saying the word prophecy, yet either they never prophesy, or when they do, it's empty of power and anointing. A true prophetic word always comes to pass as you hear them applied to current events on this Signs International Ministry program at times. Do not be deceived, my friends, for there are many false prophets in sheep's clothing come upon this end times world, and the scriptures say their purpose is to fleece the flock in the name of God. This false is easy to see when miracles are sold, or prayer cloths, or words of knowledge called prophecy are all sold. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance, and they are not for sale. Or, in the same breath, they swear and then give an altar call. Boy, have I heard that a few times. But now, the hard part to discerning the false is when it sounds good, sounds like Bible, but it is a fleecing of the Bible truth. Beware. Do not be fleeced, my friends. Now, please listen to this message by Pastor Ralston, titled Prohibited Prophecy, as Pastor Ralston explains scripturally in great detail what I just said. Now, if you missed either part one or part two, when I had this on earlier, and during the holidays we had problems, and I'm not sure that part one was ever aired, so here are both parts. Both part one and part two tonight.
The title of this message is called Prohibited Prophecy. Ezekiel chapter 13, verses 1 and following. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Woe! Unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Verse 6, they have seen vanity, lying divination, saith the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord hath not sent them, and they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, verse 8, because you have spoken vanity and have seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, saith the Lord God, verse 9, and my hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity and that divine lies, and they shall not be in the assembly of my people. Neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord God, even because they have seduced my people, saying peace, and there was no peace, and one built up a wall, and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar. First thing I want to say is this, the honeymoon for professing judgment is over. The real thing for the very last days has begun.
Amen.
Separation of the false and the true has begun. And I believe that's exactly what is happening today. God is saying no more.
Right.
And he's going to stop it.
Right.
God bans prophets who speak lies to his people. He bans prophets who promote false hopes, false dreams that do not stand when calamity falls. Somebody might say, what does stand when calamity falls? And that's a good question, because we're going to see a lot of calamity, I believe, even in the church in the days ahead. What will stand? Well, it's not anything unusual. We should know it already. It's God's Word. God's Word is what stands forever. When it is believed and acted upon, there is nothing more sure, there is no greater foundation to which a person can adhere to. Proverbs 22:29 says, See thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. The diligent, who are they? Who are the diligent? Who are the diligent in these last days? They're those who feed the sheep, pray for the sheep, care for the sheep. They are faithful and true. They're not hirelings who only work for filthy lucre, but the diligent know their calling and find contentment in fulfilling it. Proverbs 27:3-5 says this, A stone is heavy and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Wrath is cruel. Anger is outrageous. But who is able to stand before envy? Open rebuke is better than secret love. You know, God's word rebukes that which is false.
Amen.
His word, which is truth, is a safe and solid platform in which faith is exercised. A believer trusting in God's word will stand when confronted with jealous unbelievers. God always preserves the righteous. Let me share with you a scripture out of the New Testament, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture, we're talking about the truth, the word of God, is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Okay, so herein lies the problem that the prophet Jeremiah describes in his prophecy, and I want to give you a clue, it's a hearing problem. Jeremiah 6:16 to 19 says, "Thus saith the Lord,
Hallelujah.
Stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet."
The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends.
Amen.
But they said, we will not hearken.
That's right.
Therefore, hear, you nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. Rejection of God's word invites trouble from God himself. So many today name the name of God as their Savior, yet they are in reality very distant from Him. Deaf ears reap a mute mouth in regard to speaking God's true word. Many prophets today are speaking peace in regard to uniting with neighboring nations in their ways and their thoughts regarding economy, religion, and government. In reality, these self-proclaimed believers or prophets are hard in their hearts, hard in their hearing, and hardly near God in anything. 1 Thessalonians 5:3 says, and it's very fitting today, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." These false prophets do not realize that the ripening of the fruit basket speaks of God's judgment, not God's mercy, as spoken of in the prophetic book of Amos and then pronounced in Ezekiel. I read from Amos chapter 8, verse 1 through 3. "Thus saith the Lord God, thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what do you see? And Amos said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord unto me, the end is come upon my people Israel." What people? The unbelieving Israel. What people? The unbelieving church. Yes. He says, "I will not pass again. I will not again pass by them anymore." That's a powerful statement.
Yes, it is.
In the days of grace, could judgment come? Somebody might say, "No, that can't be, brother. You've got to be falsely prophesying." But I tell you, the scriptures tell us there will be judgment. In fact, there's already wrath in the time of grace. Whoa, brother, what are you speaking? That can't be. The scripture tells us very clearly out of Romans chapter 1 that wrath is already set out against those people that, for example, the men who love other men, women who love other women, like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, the wrath of God is revealed, the scripture says. Yes, God is a loving God, but he's also a just God, and he will judge. You know, God is very patient, and he's slow, slow to get angry, but I want to tell you something. Beware. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. And God is getting very angry over some things concerning His church, and He's going to cast it out.
Amen.
And the scripture tells us in verse 3 of Amos, the songs of the temple shall be hollowings in that day, saith the Lord God. There shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. Well, I tell you what, God's going to kick out those from His people. He's going to separate them. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. And when He does, I hate to be one of the goats, because God has already pronounced judgment concerning them.
Right.
Now, listen to Ezekiel's prophecy. He really gets down to the point. And somebody might say, whoa, wait, this is talking about yesteryear, brother. This can't be today. Whoa, we got a lot of time. No, you don't. Because these scriptures that are talked about not only speak of then, but it speaks of the very last days. And if you read the scriptures, many times it points to that. And I believe this very clearly points to it. He says, also, thou son of man, thus saith the Lord God unto the land of Israel. And then the end is come upon the four corners of the land. Now is the end come upon thee, and I will send my anger upon thee, and will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense. And that's a very important word, because God is going to do a lot of recompensing. I really believe in the days ahead, He has stored up a large amount of wrath for that which is being done that is the opposite of God's word, and it's full of wickedness and abomination. He's got recompense. He says, upon thee all thy abominations. He says, my eye will not spare thee, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense thy ways upon thee, and thy abomination shall be in the midst of thee, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, and evil, and only evil, behold, is come. The end is come. The end is come. It watches for thee. Behold, it is come. Boy, you gotta pay attention to God's word. God is speaking to us today. You know, many of today's self-proclaiming prophets and believers scoff at God's judging them because they are so faithful in their religious ways. They go to church every day, yet they do not recognize their abominations. I'm just going to name a few, but understand clearly there are many more than this. Many churches today accept the drinking of beer and other strong drink right in the church, right in the basement of the church. My goodness, they make it so entertaining that many have bowling alleys there, and I could probably go on and on about what they have in their church so they can always have a good time. Nothing wrong with a good time, but isn't the house of God supposed to be a place of worship?
Amen.
How about gambling like bingo and other card and board game adventures? And don't forget the roulette wheels. I've seen them. I've seen them in many different churches. Look out. Whoa. Particularly one church I'm thinking of. Many engage in witchcraft because they have stopped trusting God and His Word as their only source. Look out. Yes, look out. There are churches that have fallen away from God so much, they're looking a lot more like the world than looking like the house of God. I want to tell you, God's going to judge it.
Amen.
Don't forget fornication. It runs rampant in many churches with the acceptance of lifestyles strictly forbidden by God's word. All these things are blasphemous and abomination to God because they are unrighteous and unholy. They are accepted by the inspiration and the imagination of man and not the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. This is what God says. Ezekiel 13:11 and following. Say unto them which daub it with untempered mortar. The Lord says, you know, this is that which is not tried by fire, which is what God's last day judgment comes with. God's going to judge with fire. In Noah's day, He judged with water. In the last day, He's going to judge with fire. And things are going to get even hotter, I want to be clear to you, upon the earth. Amen. He says, you have daubed it with untempered mortar, that it shall fall. There shall be an overflowing shower, and ye, O great hailstones, shall fall. If you know anything about Scripture in the book of Revelation, in the time of God's wrath, last day's wrath. He's going to bring down hailstones upon the world. Those hailstones, I've done a little study on it, are going to be as heavy as 80 pounds each. We hear reports of hailstones being sometimes baseball size, maybe even softball size. This is going to be like watermelon size. Big! Wow! Damaging.
That'll hurt.
Oh, great hailstones shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rend it. Lo, when the wall is fallen, shall it not be said unto you, where is the daubing wherewith you have daubed it? See, all these things that people have trusted in falsely is all going to be crushed. Therefore saith the Lord God, I will even rend it with a stormy wind in my fury. There shall be an overflowing shower in my anger, great hailstones in my fury to consume it. And I will break down the wall you have daubed with untempered mortar and bring it down to the ground so that the foundation thereof shall be discovered and it shall fall. And you shall be consumed in the midst thereof. You shall know that I am the Lord God. Thus will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall and upon them that have daubed it with untempered mortar and will say unto you, the wall is no more, neither have they daubed it. To wit, the prophets of Israel, which prophesy concerning Jerusalem, which see visions of peace for her, there is no peace, saith the Lord God. You know, God does not want false visions or false reports in His house.
Amen.
He is preparing a bride unto Himself. Lies and deceit are prohibited. God has been and continues to judge His church, perfecting it unto Himself. Because of this, soon, the world will not tolerate the church because of the holiness that will adorn the church from top to bottom, side to side. Soon, Christ Jesus, the bridegroom, will return for His bride,
amen,
the church. What God has joined together, let no man, no false prophet or unbeliever put asunder.
That's right.
Amen. But woe will come unto a world that would prophesy world peace without God ordaining that peace through His Son, Jesus Christ. Sudden disaster is on the horizon. Amen. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus.
I pray you enjoyed that message, and if it touched you in some special way, please call or write and let me know how it helped with the contact information found at the end of this program. And now, the prophecy news behind the news report. Churches are filing Chapter 11. Listen to this one. Some lenders believe more churches than ever have fallen behind on loans or defaulted this year. Some churches, at least one company that specializes in church lending, said, have filed for bankruptcy. Dozens of churches are listed as delinquent on their loans, according to a search of county court records nationwide. Watchman comment, that is because they were borrowing unbiblically. Romans chapter 13, verse 8, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. Continuing, British scientist warns we must protect the vulnerable from robots. Top robotics expert Professor Noel Sharkley of the University of Sheffield has called for international guidelines to be set for an ethical and safe application of robots before it's too late. Professor Sharkley believes that as the use of robots increases, decisions about their application will be left to the military, industry, and busy parents instead of international legislative bodies. Watchman comment, this robot manufacturing has gone way beyond what they're telling us about. Terminator machines are just around the corner. Prototypes may already exist. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 17. Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confronted by the graven image. For his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. Continuing. Stampede for Bush Shoe creates 100 new jobs. Do you believe this one? Their deployment as a makeshift missile robbed President George Bush of his dignity and landed their owner in jail when the reporter threw his shoes in Iraq at President Bush, if you remember that. But the world's most notorious pair of shoes have yielded an unexpected bonanza for a Turkish shoemaker, Ramazan Baydan, owner of the Istanbul-based Baydan Shoe Company, has been swamped with orders from across the world after insisting that his company produce the black leather shoes which the Iraqi journalist threw at Bush during a press conference in Baghdad. Baydan has recruited an extra 100 staff to meet orders for 300,000 pair of model 271 shoes like was thrown at Bush by that reporter. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery. It does sort of connect to this report, doesn't it? Lest ye should be wise in your own conceits. The last day signs, the end times. Oh, boy. Watchman Shofar! You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
So if you don't know Jesus Christ, why don't you do it right now? Bow your head and ask Jesus in your heart. If you need a miracle, if you need healing, ask Him right now. Believe that He'll do it. Be like blind Bartimaeus. Throw off whatever is holding you down and receive what God has for you.
Could you please prayerfully consider sending a love gift to help keep this program on the air? It is listener-supported, you know. A few have responded, and as I said at the beginning, the month of January 09 has been covered, but the month of February needs support. There are 4 Mondays in February. And at $30 for the broadcast on each Monday, the need for the month is $120. Love gifts are used only for radio time, not free offers, not salaries, and no one at Signs is paid anything. Our radio check offers are free. Everything on our www.neaiga.org website is free. There are almost 300 free MP3 audio files there on the site now for you to listen to free or download free. That site again, neaiga.org. The 24-hour voicemail number to call in a radio check is 1-607-201-5663. Just tell me your state and how well you can hear the program. Please do not forget your state, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart, my friends. No catches, no mailing list, no letters asking for money, but I do ask on the MP3 audio files for love gift support of these radio programs. That address again, SIGNSPO Box 122 LISLENY 1397 USA. That 24-hour voicemail number again, 1-607-201-5663. Another way to say it is 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening. May the love of Jesus Christ be with you in these last days, these dangerous days that we live in, because God will protect you if you belong to Him. There is no need to fear. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord until the next program, heard a little earlier on Thursday evenings at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185. That program is an all-prophecy news behind-the-news program with no preaching, so you'll hear a lot more news, and you will hear, at times, audio clips that show that news item is a fulfillment of prophecy. I salute you in the love of Jesus Christ. Maranatha! My very good friends, you are loved. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.